This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Welcome to the Living Mishnah, a project of Torah Shows. Make no mistake, the program is not just for children, it's for everyone. And I think the older you are, the more you can appreciate this series. This is Maimon Elbaz, and I thank our sponsors, Chaim Lax and Stanley Shamosh, who have offered to help out with sponsoring some of these Mishnayot. Our Mishnah today is in Seder Taharot, and it's in Masechet Kelim, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Aleph. The Mishnah will discuss different categories of Tumah, contaminated people and items. This is Mishnah 737 in our series. It should be a zchut for a refuah shleima for Isaac ben Juliet. Mr. Dweck may have a refuah shleima. So we know there are different levels of Tumah. There's Avi Avota Tumah and Ava Tumah and a Rishon and a Sheni. And this is a big discussion in Shas. So just to give you a mashal, even in the invisible world of radioactivity, you will be surprised to notice that there's different levels of danger radioactivity. And it's the same idea in Tumah. There's different levels of Tumah. Okay, so says the Mishnah, Avot HaTumot. The Avot HaTumot are going to be mentioned in this Mishnah, and we're going to bring down five cases. Hasheretz. We know there are eight types of shiratzim, that when they are dead, there is a tumah. Now, I'm not such an expert to tell you what are the shemona shiratzim, but I'm sure if you delve into the suya, you will find creatures that resemble these ones. And Chazal tell us that when those shiratzim are dead, they contaminate. Says the Mishnah, v'shichvat zera, which is semen, which is the sperm of a male. If that touches someone, that is an av hatuma. Utimei met, and a dead person. So the Chevra Kadisha obviously cannot be worked by Kohanim. It has to be done by regular people. Anyone who carries or touches a dead body, or even goes above it, where there's tumat ohel, is contaminated. And that's why Kohanim have to be careful when they go by a cemetery not to go under the trees that protrude outside of the cemetery, because that could create tumat ohel. Okay, so we said it to Mehmet, somebody who touched a dead body. V'hamitzora b'mei sefaro, and also somebody who is a leper, who the Kohen decided he has tzarat, such a person also can spread tumah. He is considered an av hatumah. Umechatat she'im behem kedei hazaya. And if you have para aduma formula waters, and it's not enough for hazaya, then that could also be considered an av hatumah, which is a mystery in itself, how the Parah Aduma is Mitame Atatahor and Mitahir Atatame. So it says the Mishnah, Hare Elu Mitamin Adam V'Kelim B'Maga. If these items touch a person or a Keli, he would become Tame by these things, just by touching it. Ukli Cheres Ba'avir. But an earthenware vessel does not become Tame from the outside, only on the inside, on the air within it. And says the Mishnah, Ve'enam mitamim b'masa. And these things would not be mitame a person who is carrying them, if he's not touching them directly. Those are the categories of avot hatumah, which we said is a sheretz, which is one of the eight creatures. Shechvat zera is the male. Zera, Tumei Mate, and a dead person. But here we're not talking about the dead person himself. We're talking about someone who touched a dead person. or a mitzorah, or the mechatar, if there was not enough, they would not be metame with carrying them. May our learning be a zechut, and we thank all those watching this series. It has a lot of potential, and I hope that it's bringing nachat to Borei Olam and to all those that appreciate Torah shows.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.